All right. Always happy to have a special guest on the air. And I don't know if you went to the Kinsmen Indoor Rodeo last year, but I think they're outdoing themselves this year. With the Kinsmen, I have Heath Gabrook. Thanks for joining up, buddy.
Well, thanks for inviting us on.
Absolutely. So this is coming up towards the end of the month, the 25th, 26th, and 27th. And this is in North Battleford, correct?
That's right. It's at the Access Communication Center. It's our annual indoor rodeo. It's our 53rd. Annual. Eight major events plus novice events as well. It's a CCA sanctioned rodeo. We've been doing this a while and it gets a little bit bigger and better every year.
So what are you guys introducing this year that outdoes last year?
So what we're introducing this year that we haven't done ever in all the years is trick riders. So Truco Ooh. Trick riders are going to be a part of the entertainment during the intermission on the Friday night performance and the Saturday night performance. And they're going to kick off our Sunday afternoon performance and get things going for that day.
And so I understand that each of the 3 days of the indoor rodeo, it's a little bit different.
It is a little bit different. So, of course, Friday night is kids' night. So we've got that, of course. And then we also, during the intermission, are going to be having wild pony rides. So the kids will have a chance to win some great prizes and have a lot of fun trying to tame a pony. And we'll do that on Saturday as well. Sunday afternoon, we have queen contestants who are representing the Kinsmen Indoor Rodeo. So we'll be crowning our queen on Sunday afternoon during the intermission.
Well, I mean, the proof is in the pudding on why it's a good idea to go to this event. But beyond, a weekend of some amazing rodeo and some fun for the entire family, Heath, why is it a good idea for people to get on and support this and help out the Kinsmen?
Well, certainly the Kinsmen have been around and supporting the community's greatest needs right across Saskatchewan and right across Canada. So all the money that's raised from this event continues to stay in the Battlefords and support the many great programs and causes that the community needs.
And is it better, Heath, to buy tickets in advance for this, or do you just buy on your way in?
You just buy on your way in. We don't have any advance tickets, so adults are $20 at the door. Students and seniors are $15, and kids 5 and under are absolutely free.
So no advance tickets, so you're telling me that if somebody on Facebook on an event offers me tickets, they might be scammers?
They will absolutely be scammers. We don't do any pre-sales at all. There's nothing on Facebook. There's nothing on any social media for pre-buying. Everything is done strictly at the door, and don't worry, we will no problem make sure that you get a ticket and get a seat for a great event.
We'll buy on the way in and we'll stick it to the scammers. This sounds like an amazing
exactly.
weekend, Heath.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we're really proud of it, and it's one of those events in the Battlefords that kind of kicks off the spring season, so we're really looking forward to it.
Well, the 53rd Annual Kinsmen Indoor Rodeo, again, at the Access Communication Center, that's in North Battleford. That's Friday through Sunday, the 25th to the 27th of April. And again, the Truco Trick Riders, new this year. This is going to be an incredible weekend. And Heath, thanks again for hopping on and talking about this.
Well, thank you very much for the invite. We appreciate it.